高兴又有一次机会来跟大家分享神的话语。
It is my pleasure once more I'm able to stand here to share God's word with you.
尤其是今天也是一个很好的时间，很好的日子，又为杨姐妹来试镜。
Especially today is a wonderful day that I'm able to hold a baptism ceremony for Sister Yang.
我觉得神在地上来设立教会是有一个很好的意思。
I believe there is a special meaning that our Lord wants to set His church on this earth.
不单让我们可以敬拜他。
Not only we can be here to worship Him.
不单是让我们可以在透过敬拜的过程来认识他。
Not only we can know him through our worship.
也可以透过教会的生活可以彼此扶持彼此勉励来在地上过一个蒙福的生活。
So we can live a blessed life on this earth through the fellowship and supporting one another in church life.
上帝的旨意对世界的人的旨意是一个赐福的旨意。
The will of God to people on this earth is a will of blessing.
而不是咒诅的旨意。
Not cursing.
是一个祝福的旨意。
It's a will of blessing.
昨天晚上我参加了一个一位姐妹的90岁的生日。
I actually attend a birthday party for a sister who celebrate her 90th birthday.
这个姐妹是在过去我一直都看她觉得她是一个非常安静的一个姐妹。
In the past, I always seen this sister as a very quiet sister.
其实她没有在教会里面做很多的工作。
And actually, she wasn't really active in the church.
他每次去到他是安安静静的在那里祷告在那里聚会。
She is always being a very quiet sister who always sit on a side and pray.
但是昨天见到他的时候他的儿孙四代来为他做生日。
And however, yesterday when I was celebrating her birthday with her family, I realized four generations of her descendant all came together to celebrate for her.
啊，非常的蒙福。
I see it's a truly blessed life.
当我看见那些照片呢，他的孩子啊，他的孙子啊，当然他的曾孙是很少了。不过这个感觉真是，哎呀，我觉得神真是位赐福的神。
And as I see the pictures of her life, through the viewing, I also see her great grandsons.I truly see that she really lived a blessed life.
我要强调的是，她不是说一个很特别、很伟大、做了很多事情的基督徒。
What I want to emphasize is that she did not live or was shown as being viewed as a very great or glamorous Christian.
她只是在教会里面忠心的。爱神爱人
But rather she has been a very faithful, quiet sister who served the Lord and loved people diligently.
就让我有这样的感觉。
Then I all of a sudden I feel I'm very impressed.
所以我觉得今天我想跟大家来思想我们在教会中应该怎么样侍奉神。
And therefore, what I would like to share with you today is that how should we serve in the church life?
侍奉神不是做一些很伟大的事情。
Serving the Lord is not doing some great and glamorous ministry.
乃是在我们的态度上。
But rather in our attitude.
我们带着一个很强烈的愿望。
That we have a very strong or urgent desire.
那是最重要。
That's more important.
带着强烈的愿望
that we have an urgent desire
侍奉神
to serve the Lord
爱人
to love people
把事情做好
to accomplish the ministry. And this is perfect.
那在我们来读一段的圣经
Let us turn to scripture.
在圣经里面历代志下29章
Let us turn to scripture. Second Chronicles chapter 29.
历代志下二十九章二十九节到三十六节。
From verse 29 to verse 36.
那这段圣经里面就讲到有三幅图画。
And in this passage, we can see there are three pictures.
当我读这段圣经的时候，
As I read this passage,
我突然间想起。
All of a sudden, I was reminded.
我真是愿望，我希望今天的教会能够很鲜明地呈现出这三幅图画出来。
All of a sudden, I truly have a desire and hope that today's church can live out these three pictures.
我把这段圣经传给TC 的时候，他就看这段圣经。
As I sent this passage to Uncle TC, as he read this passage,
那他说，老牧师，我知道这段圣经讲侍奉。
And he said, Pastor Low, yes, I do understand this passage is something regarding to something about serving.
但是我没有看见三个愿望啊。
However, I couldn't see there are three pictures or three desires in this passage.
我应该这样说。
And then, maybe I should say something like this.
当我看见这几幅图画的时候，
As I see the pictures in this passage,
是我自己在产生出三个愿望。
And all of a sudden, there are three wishes and desires emerge from my heart.
我也希望弟兄姐妹能够看到这个图画的时候，
And in turn, I hope other brothers and sisters can also see the pictures.
也能够产生这三个愿望。
And then you also have these three desires in you.
当我们能够这样做的时候，
If I can deliver such message to you,
我可以告诉大家，
What I can tell you,
我们就活在一种蒙福的教会生活。
Then we can live in a blessed church life.
我先大概把这三个图画，或者说三个愿望来先讲出来。
Maybe I should deliver what these three desires I have in me to you first.
第一幅图画我看到的，
The very first picture is
是三十一到三十四节。
That's from verse 31 to verse 34.
我们先来读好不好？
Let us all read together.
看看这是什么一幅图画。
And let us see what type of picture is this.
29到34节。
From verse 29 to verse 34.
我读一节，请大家读一节。
So I'm going to read one verse. I'm going to ask a congregation to respond to the following verse.
献完了祭，王和一切跟随的人都俯伏敬拜。请大家。
Verse 30.
西西家说，你们既然归耶和华为圣，就要前来把祭物和感谢祭奉到耶和华殿里。会众就把祭物和感谢祭奉来，凡甘心乐意的都也将凡祭奉来。
Verse 32.
又有分别为圣祭物，公牛六百只，绵羊三千只。好，我们先来注意第一幅图画。
So let us focus on this very first picture.
第一幅图画呢，就讲那个西西家王呼吁当时的百姓。
So what we see is that King Hezekiah made an announcement to his people.
他说，你们既然归耶和华为圣。
He said, if you consider yourself and want to
你们既然归耶和华为圣，你们就要把祭牲带来。
So if you consider Jehovah is holy, the Lord is holy, then you should bring your sacrifice before him.
那然后呢，当西西家王这样富裕之后
，As King Hezekiah made announcement，
那所有的人就有立刻有个回应。
Then we see an immediate response。
他们就一家一家的这样来把牛羊带来了。
All the people bring their burnt offerings, as a family come before the altar。
我不晓得大家有没有看见那幅图画，非常的美丽。
I wonder whether you can imagine such picture。
就是他们对西西家的富裕有反应。
That is, there are response according to the announcement of King Hezekiah。
就好像假如我是假如哈，在这里宣布。
For instance, if I made an announcement here。
我们下个礼拜。
That next week,
我们举行一个奉献礼。
That we are going to hold a dedication service.
请大家带些什么进来这边。
Maybe as you say, maybe you should bring something over to the church.
然后来做个奉献。
Then we are going to dedicate.
这个没有说明多少。
And I did not tell you how much amount.
没有说明什么。
And I didn't tell you what to bring.
不过说明就是说，我们要把一些东西带来。奉献给上帝。
All I say is that we are going to have a dedication service and dedicate ourselves to the Lord.
然后下个礼拜呢
？And the following week.
弟兄姐妹就带了两百条牛来。
And next week we see brother and sister.
三千个羊来。
200 cattle and 3,000 sheep.
这个形象真是非常美好。
Can you imagine the picture? Such a beautiful picture.
那个美好的地方就是有反应。
What is the best part is there are response from the audience.
不但口里面说爱神，
Not only people utter from their lips say we love God.
真真实实的表达了一种爱神的心意。
But there is actually action carrying out their heart.
你知道那个重要的地方不在于你带了多少牛羊来。
Do you know the most important part is not how many cattle and sheep you brought over?
乃是有一种景象让我们看见弟兄姐妹是真真实实的爱神，愿意摆上些什么。
But rather a picture that people fully would like to dedicate themselves and devote it to the Lord.
而这种情况是会产生一种彼此激励的彼此勉励的那种感动。
And such action and image will in turn encourage one another to dedicate even more.
我觉得是非常重要这种教会生活。
I think this is such an important image we should hold on to as church life.
昨天晚上呢，我也跟一位牧师坐在隔壁。
And as I was celebrating the birthday party last night, there was another pastor who sat next to me.
我们就谈起了在中国大陆啦。他们有些教会几千人聚会的。
And as we were talking, we mentioned about some churches back in mainland China. There are thousands of people who gather in a church.
那教会就有一种传统。
And then there is a tradition of the church. 他们
的奉献方式很特别。
And the way they give their offering is kind of special.
他们就把奉献箱放在前面。
So what they do is they place their offering box in front of the
大概不是一个啊，一排的奉献箱。
So they put many offering boxes in front of the stage.
因为很多人嘛。
Because there are so many members.
所以呢，他们就呼吁了那些奉献的，他就要跑到前面来。一个一个把奉献放进去。
So as they made the call for offering, so many people were lined up, and they were lined up, and gradually they were one by one put their offering in the box.
我也想起了在我们的 Mission Center 有一次聚会里面呢，有一位牧师也是这样做。
I remember this how a pastor hold the same type of style in our mission center.
他就把奉献箱放在前面。
He placed the mission box in the center of the
sanctuary. 然后又请
会众
出来奉献。
Then he made the call and asked a congregation to come forward to place their offering in the
box. 然后呢，我看见呢，一家一家有父亲、母亲、孩子都出来奉献。
Then I find out each family, one by one, father, mother, and children, they all place their offering in the box.
尤其是我看见小孩子懂得把那个奉献放在奉献箱的时候。
And as I see children, they even understand, they put their money to the offering box.
我心里面实在很有感动。
I was truly moved, touched.
从小我们就教导他们来付出。
From very young, we teach them to know how to offer. Then all everyone that come together aiming to dedicate themselves to the Lord.
你知道这个在教会的生活是非常重要。
Do you know this is a very important thing that we should hold on to as we live for church life?
那不是奉献重要。
It's not the offering itself.
不是说, 哦, 奉献给教会, 教会有些钱可以去传福音。
It's not just give some financial support to the church so church can do something else.
重要的地方在于, 这个是个很公开的一种爱神的一个行动。
But rather it's a display publicly that how we love the Lord.
你知道, 先知以利亚, 为什么会那么疲乏吗?
Do you know why the prophet Elijah, he was so tired at the end?
他疲乏到一个地步,他要求死啊。
He was so drained to a point that he asked for death.
他很疲倦啊。
Do you know why he was so tired?
他侍奉神到个地步很疲倦啊。
He served the Lord to a point he felt so fatigued.
为什么他疲倦呢?
Why he suffers fatigue?
是他这样说的。
This is what he said.
他以为
He thought,
全世界只有他一个人爱神,
there is no one in the world but him who loves the Lord.
全世界只有他一个人在阿哈王面前能够站立出来。
He thought he was the only one who can stand up for the Lord before the king Ahaz.
只有他一位是爱神,向神忠心的。
He thought he was the only one who is faithful to the Lord.
其实他错了。
Actually, he was wrong.
神告诉他,
and the Lord told him,
还有7000个人,
there are 7,000 others did not kneel down before the bell.
我觉得这个, 隐藏的情况, 就很多人都隐藏起来了, 是让以利亚觉得孤单的原因。
I realized maybe one of the reasons why Elijah felt so lonely is because all others were hidden.
另外一个事件就是关于以利沙先知的。
Another event is about prophet Elisha.
当那个, 亚兰的军队来攻打那个, 来捉拿那个以利沙跟他的仆人的时候,
As King Aram sent his army try to surround prophet Elisha and try to capture him,
那他的仆人就很害怕。
And Elisha's servant was frightened.
那么多的人,
what he saw is a great army.
我们怎么来对抗呢?
And how can we face the chariots and army?
那当时以利沙就对他的那个少年人那个门徒仆人说,
And then the prophet Elisha said to his servant and said,
他说, 神啊, 求你开他的眼睛。
He said, Lord, may you open this servant's eye.
让他看见,
so he can see.
与我们同在的,
so he can behold and see who are with us.
比他们更多。
They are greater than the others.
啊，这个为什么那个仆人会害怕呢?
Do you know why the servant was so frightened?
因为他们没有看见。
Because he did not see.
原来有那么多的兵马在围绕着他们。
He did not see there are heavenly hosts helping them and surrounding them.
所以弟兄姐妹，我要讲的是一件事情。
And so this is what I would like to share with you, brothers and sisters.
我觉得我们在教会里面,
that I feel when we live in the church life,
需要学习一件事情,
we need to learn,
表达出来,
that we need to display our love,
把你的爱心表达出来,
to show your love to others,
把你的重担表达出来,
to show your dedication to others.
有时候我们会被一些人,
and sometimes we were influenced by others.
有人解释错误的一段圣经,
and sometimes people interpret the scripture wrongly.
他说, 我们做事，我们右左手不要让右手知道。
And some people interpreted the scripture saying, "Whatever you do on your right hand, do not let your left hand know."
其实是错的，这个解错圣经啊。
And actually, you should not apply this passage on this type of
service. 那段圣经是在那个马太福音第六章。
Because this passage was mentioned in Matthew chapter 6.
那段圣经讲什么呢？讲施舍。
Do you know what is that about? That one is about giving to charity.
Yes, 这是做慈善。
This is something about charity.
你做慈善的时候，施舍的时候，你不要太张扬，让全世界知道。
When you are doing something good as a charity, do not show off yourself to the whole world.
他说你要在暗中来做。
But rather do in secret.
让暗中的父看见，他必然报答你。
So your father will reward you in secret.
为什么要暗中做呢？
Why?
因为要让那些接受的人好一点。
Because you want other people who are receiving your charity feel better.
我们不要帮了别人，却让别人觉得欠了我们。
Do not let those people who were helped feel that they are in debt to us.
大家可能看过报纸吧，在不久之前呢。中国有一个首富最有钱的人。
And maybe you have seen the news that there were the wealthiest person in China a few months ago.
他做善事是打锣打鼓的。
That whenever he does any charity, he was like to publicize his charity.
他把一大堆的钱都放在前面。
He will show off his cash and put in front of the cameras.
然后让全世界知道他做善事。
And he will show off, made an announcement to the reporters, showing to the whole world he was doing something good.
对于这件事情，很多人都不赞同。
And so many people were turned off by his action.
我们不需要在做善事的时候要这样 show off。
We truly don't need to do charity for showing off.
这圣经教导我们做善事的时候不要让左手知道右手做。
And therefore, the passage said in Matthew was saying, when you doing charity, do not let your left hand know what your right hand was doing.
但是侍奉神。
However, when it comes to serving the Lord,
奉献给神。
When you dedicate yourself to the Lord,
却是件非常欢喜快乐的事情。
This should be a celebratable or joyful event.
可以公开的来做。
That we should do it publicly.
它没有什么荣耀可言。
There is no honor or glory.
因为是应该做的。
Because this is something we ought to do.
我们奉献给上帝是原是不足于惊奇的。
Because when we dedicate ourselves to the Lord, there should be no surprise.
所以假如教会在我们的敬拜生活，我们的属灵的生活，能够常常来用力的公开的表达出来，确实对我们彼此都很有好处。
So when we offer ourselves and dedicate ourselves publicly and show by our living and action, it will turn into an encouragement to the body life of church.
有一天你发觉啊，原来我活在一群爱神爱人的当中。
Then all of a sudden one will realize I'm living among the people who love the Lord.
那是何等美好的事情。
How beautiful such a picture it is.
大家有没有想过耶稣曾经称赞了奉献了两个小钱的妇人。
Do you ever remember that Jesus commended the widow, the poor widow who offered two coins into the offering box?
很明显，那个寡妇奉献是大家都知道了。
It is evidently that people know how much the widow offered.
而且耶稣称赞她。
And Jesus commended her.
她奉献了两个小钱。
The widow offered two coins.
我希望我们弟兄姐妹了解这个意思。
I hope brothers and sisters, you can truly understand the story.
教会的生活，侍奉的生活，需要很公开的、用力的，把整个见证也表达出来。
When it comes to the offering and dedication and service in the church,
这是我第一个。
We ought to show it publicly.
这是我第一个愿望。
This is my first desire.
我愿望我们教会都有这种动力，这种爱心。
I hope everyone here can have such a motivation to serve the Lord this way.
那第二个地方呢, 第二幅图啊,
and secondly, the second picture,
第34节,
from verse 34.
啊, 我们刚才都读过了,
we just read verse 34.
这幅图画是看见什么呢?
And what can we see from verse 34?
我看见是对人的包容与戒盖。
What I see is we see the tolerance and protection and acceptance to one another.
这里说第34节说, 祭司太小。
And what we see here is the priests, however, were too few.
为什么祭司太小了?
Why the priests were too few?
因为祭牲太多了。
Because there are so many animals.
为什么祭牲太多了?
And why there were so many animals?
因为西西家王没有计划。 随便富裕。
Because King Hezekiah did not set a limit to the people. He just made an announcement.
始料不及啊。
And out of his expectation.
所以当他富裕的时候,
and people actually responded. And everyone brought their animal offering.
你可以想象那幅图画,
can you imagine the picture?
一方面很兴奋,
on one hand, you were so excited.
但是对做工来的人来说就很混乱。
And however, to whoever who were doing the labor and find out this is a great burden.
那些祭司最惨。
And especially the priests.
那结果的情况就是祭司太少了。
And it turns out they got too few priests.
在这种混乱的情况了，很容易有几种情况出现。
In such a chaotic situation, it may turn into several possibilities.
第一种情况,
first possibility,
就是埋怨。
One, people may start to grumble.
不过我想那当时没有，因为西西家是王。
Maybe it won't happen at that time because King Hezekiah is the king.
没有人敢向他埋怨。
No one dared to grumble against the king.
但是我不晓得 George 做了这个决定会不会有埋怨呢?
I wonder if George made such a decision where people start to grumble.
做事情是好啊, 不过你想清楚才做嘛。
It is good to make a call to ask people to offer, but why don't you calculate first? Why you bring us such chaos to the church?
你可以, 叫一般人星期一来,
maybe you should plan out orderly. Maybe some people come on Monday, the other people group come on Tuesday.
所以很多时候教会都会有这种情况。
Many times chaotic complaints will happen in the church.
因为做决定的人呢,
because it is hard for the people who are making decisions to make it perfect.
但是在这里呢，有幅很好的图画。
And however, what we see is we can see a very beautiful picture here.
利未人来帮助祭司。
That we find out Levites start to help out the priests.
这是很难得的。
This is very special.
因为祭司跟利未人都是利未支派的。
Because the Levites and priests, they are all under the tribe of Levi.
不过呢, 亚伦这个子孙高级一点。
And however, the descendants of Aaron are more special, more set apart than other Levites.
他们可以做祭司。
That they can be set apart as priests.
那其他利未人不可以做祭司。
And other Levites cannot be priests.
所以你明白这个背景, 你觉得利未人特别好。
So if you understand the background, then you all of a sudden you will appreciate Levites. Such pictures truly bring out the beauty of it.
好像今天那个George他告诉我, 老牧师那个水太冷了,你不要下水。
And just like what Brother George informed me today, say, Pastor Low, today's water is too cold. May you not get into the pool.
本来我要下水的,
originally, I do plan to get into the pool.
但他愿意去。
And however, Brother George is willing to get into the pool.
啊, 我觉得这个图画太美了。
I find out this is truly a beautiful picture.
George 不是说, 你是牧师啊, 你应该做的。
And George did not say, you are the pastor, it is your job.
然后剩下看你怎么做了。
Let me see, observe, how are you going to handle this situation?
没有啊。
No.
这个很好啊, 这个态度很好啊。
And this is truly a good attitude.
我觉得我们教会假如在凡事上, 我们不能够要求没有错误。
That we cannot demand perfection in every single way in the church. I have no idea why the temperature is cold. We don't need to seek for the source.
人总会做事总会有错。
As long as things were handled by people, they are doomed for imperfection.
最重要的就是原来错误也是一个机会。
And however, the most important thing is how are we going to handle this as an opportunity in the situation of mistake?
让我们可以彼此包容。
So that we can start to consider it and help one another. So that we can become one another's covering.
你知道弟兄姐妹之间的关系。
As through this, we can understand one another's relationship.
都是在一种亏欠与补足之间来建立的。
And actually, the relationship can only be established when we know we are for short of one another.
有时候我们会错。
And sometimes we will do something wrong.
有时候是别人会错。
Maybe sometimes others will do something wrong.
但我们要学习。 去包容。
And it is up to us to learn how to be one another's cover, to tolerate one another.
他一话不说,
it is so good that Levites, without second thought,
帮助祭司把献祭的事做好。
At that moment, they volunteered themselves to help out the priests to accomplish about animal sacrificing.
我们再来看这个34节。
And what, let us focus on verse 34.
那里有两个等字, 有两个等, 34节。
On verse 4, there are two waitings here.
就是说当利未人帮助他们, 帮助他们, 只等凡祭的事完了。
So we can see two words, until, two untils. The first is wait until the task was finished.
就是一直做。 做到事情完才离开。
So all the Levites, they continue to help out until the task was finished.
但是有另外一个等更宝贵。
And however, we find out there is another until is even more precious.
这里说又等别的祭司自洁了，因为利未人诚心自洁胜过祭司。
That they wait until all the priests had been consecrated, for the Levites had been more conscientious in consecrating themselves than the priests had been.
这里有个问题出现。
We find out there is a problem.
那个问题在哪里呢?
Do you know what is the problem here?
就是祭司没有做到他应该做的事。
That is, priests did not do the things they ought to do.
或者说祭司 在他的灵性追求上追不上，没有比那个利未人好。
That is, the spirituality of the priests are not as good as the Levites.
应该祭司应该灵性好一点的。
What we expect is the priests should have a better spiritual standard.
最少在地位上应该这样。
At least in their position.
但这里不是。
And however, what we see here is the opposite.
这里明明地说,
it was showing here,
利未人诚心自洁胜过祭司。
That what we know here is Levites have been more conscientious in consecrating themselves than the priests.
那就麻烦了。
Then we find out there's a problem.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为人对他的一个人的岗位职分 都有一个要求的。
Because we all have some expectation to people who are standing in their particular position.
我发觉过去教会里面有些教会的执事长老跟牧师的关系没有建立起来。
I find out in the past, I find out there weren't good teamwork among the deacons and elders with their pastor in the church.
有一种情况,
and sometimes a situation will happen like this.
常常有的,
I would like to share you with you, this frequently happened.
就是牧师常常在灵性上比不上。
That is, the spirituality of a pastor sometimes It's not as good as the deacons and elders or other co-workers in the church.
这是会有的情况。
This will happen.
因为一个牧师他在那种属灵的环境里面不断的消耗，不断的讲道，不断要做属灵的事情，很容易会疲乏。
It is very possible for a pastor who constantly consume himself and deliver what he knows to for other people's spiritual needs. So gradually he suffers fatigue.
反而一些弟兄姐妹、执事们。
And it turned out maybe some other brothers and some other deacons
他们担负的担子都分散了一点点
because their burden were distributed and spread out
也许因为个人的问题会更好为那个人会好
maybe they're because their personal devotion or situation their spirituality it turns out to be better
你会发觉到常常牧师要被执事来推动的
and find out sometimes you find out the pastors need to be motivated and pushed by the deacons
常有的
this is very frequent
所以这种情况就有一种挣扎在里面
and then you find out there is a tension and struggle between the relationship
有时候甚至假如那个牧师做错了一点事情就麻烦
And sometimes it will turn out to be worse if a pastor start to make some mistakes
很多问题就出来了
And problems start to manifest
但是这里一幅图画很好
And however the picture what we see here is truly beautiful
利未人诚心自洁
That Levites are more conscientious of consecrating themselves.
但是同时他也等待祭司自洁。
And yet, they wait until other priests consecrate themselves.
这是一个很好的图画。
This is truly a beautiful picture.
彼此的等待。
They wait for one another.
然后追求和睦。
And they pursue the unity.
这是在教会里面要注意的。
And this is what we should aim for in church life.
包容遮盖。
May we cover for one another.
这是我希望看见的一幅图画。
And this is a picture of what I wish to see.
不要祈求没有错误。
Do not expect no mistake and perfection.
但你可以去包容。
But rather protect and tolerate.
去等待。
And cover. And to wait.
第三个地方。
The third picture.
第三幅图画。
The third picture.
第三十五节
verse
35. 二十九章三十五节
chapter 29, verse 35.
这里说燔祭和平安祭生的自由，并燔祭同献的奠祭甚多，这样耶和华殿中的事物都齐备了，这事办得甚出，西西家和众民都喜乐。是因耶和华为众民所预备的。
Verse 35 to verse 36, there were burnt offerings in abundance, together with the fat of the fellowship offerings and the drink offerings that accompanied the burnt offerings. So the service of the temple of the Lord was reestablished. Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced at what God had brought about for His people.Because it was done so quickly.
第一幅图画是讲到对神。
The first picture, we see an image how people show themselves to the Lord.
慷慨，尊重神。
They honor and show generosity to the Lord.
第二幅图画是讲对人。
The second picture, we see the relationship of people to one another. They protect and tolerate and cover one another.
第三幅图画,
the third picture here,
他说这里一切都齐备了。
They say there is a perfection. Everything was were well established.
而且办得胜出就是快，有效率。
And then it was done so efficiently, so quickly.
这是效率，这是对事。
And now we see how they have done their ministry. We see the efficiency here.
我是在角声的工作了二十几年。
As you know, I work for the mission organization, Christian Herald for more than 20 years. Two decades passed.
我觉得最大的蒙福的一件事情。
What I realized, what I was blessed the most,
我觉得教会也可以看到的。
I hope churches can also learn from this.
那就是都齐备了。
That is that everything was well prepared.
而且办得胜处。
And then everything was done so quickly.
这二十九年我们真是办了很多事情。
More than two decades, we have done so many ministries.
而且我们的需要。
And yet our demand.
弟兄姐妹都因为爱我们的缘故。都供应了，都帮助。
And because of our needs, all the brothers and sisters, they provide our need.
当然是上帝的感动。
Of course, the true source is from the inspiration of the Lord.
我常常对同工说。
Oftentimes, I share this with my co-workers.
我们不要辜负神的恩典。
Let us not to fall short of God's expectation and grace.
我们也不要辜负弟兄姐妹的爱心。
Let us not to ignore the love offering from the brothers and sisters.
今天神都给我们很多机会。
That today God has provided opportunities for us.
我们要好好去做工。
Let us seize the opportunities.
齐整跟效率都是一种祝福。
Be prepared, having the provision.And be quickly. They are all the blessing from the Lord.
我希望我们教会要特别注意这一点。
I hope our churches should focus on this point.
你知道教会因为一个礼拜见一次面啊。
And oftentimes because we see one another once a week.
有时候我们做得不好了，可以下个礼拜再做的，没关系。
And sometimes we feel if we didn't do well this week, well, that's a push it to next week.
所以很容易我们就放松了。
And sometimes we were too relaxed.
但是我们要学习一件事情。
And however, we need to learn.
把最好的给教会。
That is offer our best.
把最好的为圣工。
Let us give the best.For God's holy ministry.
难道我们觉得在工作，在教会里面的工作是令人兴奋的？
Because we should know that to offer ourselves to the Lord's ministry is something to be excited about.
这里很有意思，刚才我讲过有两个等，是不是？等。
That it's very interesting here that I just mentioned there were two word until in the previous verse.
我们总是以为等一定慢。
And a lot of time we feel when we wait, that it means it becomes slow.
这里不是啊。
Actually, it is not.
他们彼此等待。
That when they were waiting for one another.
但是事情办得快速。
However, the things were done swiftly.
因为他不需要花时间在搞那些人事问题。
Because they don't need to spend time to dealing with politics.
当大家都同心的时候，事情就快了。
When they join together with unity,
好,
things can be done quickly.
我想用一点点时间来思想，为什么他们能够有这几幅图画出现呢？
I would like to share with you why, is there any reason why they can produce these three pictures in front of us?
我们来看第二十九章第三节。
Let us read chapter 29, verse 3.
那里说元年正月开了耶和华殿的门重新修理。
Chapter 29 verse 3. In the first month of the first year of his reign, he opened the doors of the temple of the Lord and repaired them.
请问是谁的元年？
Let me ask you, whose first year it is?
是西西家的元年。
It is the first year of King Hezekiah.
换句话说，西西家当他做王的时候，第一件事情就开了殿的门。
In other words, it is the very first year of King Hezekiah's reign. He opens the doors of the temple.
我们来参考第二十八章的二十四节。
Let us read chapter 28, verse 24.
这里说阿哈斯。阿哈斯是西西家的父亲。
And verse 24, we see there's another king, Ahaz. King Ahaz is the father of King Hezekiah.
他说将神的殿里的器皿都聚了来。
Hezekiah gathered together the furnishings from the temple of God and took them away.
来毁坏了并且封锁。耶和华的殿的门。
He shut the doors of the Lord's temple.
换句话说，这个殿的门有很长的时间已经封闭了。
In other words, the doors of the temple has been shut for many years.
器皿毁坏了。
That we find that all the utensils and furnishings has been destroyed.
西西家做王的时候，第一件事情，重新把殿门打开。
And however, the very first thing that King Hezekiah was about to do during his first year was to open the doors of the temple.
他尊重神。
He gave honor and respect God.
注重属灵的事情。
He focusing on the spirituality of the nation.
他真正的知道离开神他不能做什么。
He realized once he departed from the Lord, he couldn't do anything.
所以他开了殿的门。
And therefore, he opens the door of the temple.
让他的百姓重新的过属灵的生活。
So once again, his people can live a spiritual life.
这是为什么当他富裕的时候，众百姓都听从了他。
This is the very reason once he made a call to the people, people responded to his calling.
最近我参加了我的院长的安息礼拜。
And
recently,
I attend the school, my ex-school principal's funeral service.
Memorial
service.
那我们很多同学来从世界不同的地方去到圣何塞去参加。
Many of his students came all over the world to San Jose to attend his memorial service.
我的院长是很特别的一个人。
My ex-principal, he was truly a remarkable man.
他一生大概造就了四五百位的学生。
He has established and built at least 400 to 500 seminary students.
我们读神学是很特别的。
And it is when we were studying in the seminary,
他要求我们四年在神学院里面住在哪里。
The principal demand that we ought to live in the seminary for 4 years.
他不需要我们付学费。
He asked no tuition from his students.
他不需要我们给房租。
He asked no rental from the students.
他甚至不需要我们给那个散费吃饭的钱。
He even asked no money for the food.
他只要我们四年好好专心读神学。
He only asked us to put our best to study for God's word for 4 years.
那他的钱从哪里来呢？
And where did he get his financial resources from?
他有个很特别的恩赐。
And he has a special gift.
这是别人讲的。
This is what I heard from others.
很多人都这样讲。
And many people told me about this.
他说，江牧师，这是我院长。
That Pastor Zhen, who is my school seminary principal.
他很懂得筹款。
He is truly gifted in terms of asking for offering.
那事实上呢，他讲一篇道了，讲完道的时候，那是很多人就愿意奉献来支持的。
It is the fact each time when we finish a sermon, many people will move and willing to give their offerings.
但是这只是他外表的情况。
And actually, this is what we see in outward presentation.
这次我去这个追思礼拜，我完全明白为什么他能够这样被神用。
When I attend his memorial service, only at that time I truly realize why he can be used by God mightily.
我们的同学里面有一位是以前我们的福利部长。
One of my fellow students, he was the head of a student club.
就是我们同学有什么需要。就是让由他来帮助我们的。
The student body he was the head of the student body. He always he was the leader whenever there's a need among the students.
他讲了两件事情，我从来没有听过的。
He shared two things with us that I haven't heard before.
他说我们的院长。
He said our ex-principal.
他对同学的那种照顾帮助。真是超过我们所想的。
That his caring and ministry and service to the students were way beyond what we can imagine.
他说，我们曾经有一位同学在香港的养和医院留医。 这位一个他的身体的这个那个血啊，流出来的血啊，是粉红色的，不是鲜红色。
He said once one of the students suffered greatly in the Hong Kong hospital, and when he was and he couldn't stop the bleeding, and the color of his blood were pink. Was pink.
我都有这个印象。
And yet, then I do recall that event.
他说最后要付那个医院的费用的时候，在几十年前20,000港币。
And at the time, because he stayed in hospital, he was hospitalized for so long. At the end of his hospitalization, he need to pay for $20,000 Hong Kong money.
这都是院长自己的钱。
And was paid for by the principal.
他讲完这件事情呢，他还指着我们的师母问他，问了他一个问题。
Then after he finished this testimony, he turned to the principal's wife and asked her.
他说他想问当时院长这样做事，做师母的心情怎么样？
And he said, well, Mrs. Principal, when Principal was doing this, how did you feel?
他还说他为学生将来付出。
And he said, especially he has offered so much of himself for the students.
那你呢，要带着两个孩子，还要去政府医院来排队，来等候医生，因为要一个比较便宜的一种费用。
And at the same time, you need to raise two children, and also you need to go to the public hospital and find out the cheapest rate possible for the student.
你想那个师母怎么回答？
How did you feel? So can you imagine what was the response from the principal's wife?
他说全香港的人，大部分的人都是这样看医生的，我怎么可以例外呢？
And she said, well, almost everyone in Hong Kong, they see the doctor this way. How can I be exception?
那个同事还讲了另外一件事情。
The student also gave another example.
他说有一次有位同学的爸爸，不是同学，是同学的爸爸要输血了。
He said once a student's father who needs blood transfusion.
那他又去拍一个院长的门。
And once more the door of the principal's door was knocked.
那个院长呢说你等等。
And the principal opened the door say, wait a minute.
然后他就去拿了找很久，进到房间里面很久。
And he went into the room for quite a long time.
后来他就拿了一包钱出来。
And later he brought a whole bunch of money he held in his hand.
当时他需要是500块。
And what they were asking were $500.
他拿了一包钱出来。
And he bring out a bag of money.
里面有很多都是零钱。
And many, a major portion of the amount were coins.
那个同学说，这样他才知道为什么院长进去那么久。
Then the student realized that's the reason why principal spent so much time in the room.
所以那个当他讲出来的时候
，As he shared the story，
我恍然大悟。
And all of a sudden I realized，
神祝福了他的工作。
God truly blessed his ministry.
他能够他的讲的话有那么多的回响。
The reason why he can receive so much response from his sermon,
不是他的才能,
it's not because of his skillful,
不是他有多么好的口才,
it's not because he can give an eloquent speech,
有怎么样的办法,
it's not because he's talented,
乃是他本身就是个这样的人,
because he lived out a living example,
一个付出的人,
a person who is willing to give,
上帝祝福了他。
Then God will bless him.
那我为什么讲这个呢？
And why I share the story here?
我不是单单期盼弟兄姐妹你们的教会有这幅图画出现。
I'm not saying here you should expect to see such a picture in your church.
其实最重要的。
And actually, what's more important?
就是我祈求神让这个教会有西西家。
That I desire that this church can have a king Hezekiah.
这个人是属灵的人。
This person ought to be a spiritual one.
是个敬畏神的人。
The one who fears the Lord.
所以神可以用他。
So the Lord can use him.
求神帮助我们。
May God help you.
其实这里还有一个原因，那个利未人为什么那么谦卑，能够补那个祭司的那种缺点。
And actually, we do see out the story behind the passage, and we can realize why the Levites can humble themselves to help out the priests.
其实理由很简单。
And actually, the reason is very simple.
这个殿的门曾经关闭过。
Because the doors of the temple has been closed before.
有一段很长的时间。
They were shut down for a long time.
他们想侍奉都没有机会。
They even when they want to serve the Lord, they couldn't have any opportunity.
他懂得珍惜。
And yet, he knows how to seize the opportunity.
他们明白机会不是常常有的。
He realized fearing the Lord is an opportunity that won't happen often.
就是因为这个原因。
Because of this very reason,
他懂得来把握。
He knows how to seize the moment.
不会为那些芝麻绿豆的事情来争论。
He knows how to let go of a lot of things.
其实我们也应该有这种了解。
And actually, we should share the same understanding here.
把握机会。
Seize the opportunity.
我们在一个教会里面。
When we are in the same church,
其实是一个机会。
This is the opportunity
去彼此帮助,
to help out one another,
彼此扶持,
to support one another.
这个是非常重要。
This is very important.
我希望这三幅图画都出现在你们当中。
I hope you can imagine these three pictures in your mind right now.
让你们教会成为一个非常有吸引力的一个教会。
So this church can become a very attractive church.
再讲一下三幅图画是什么吗
？Can you respond back to me? What are these three pictures once more?
对神
，First is to God.
慷慨与尊重
，to offer generously and honor, give honor and glory to God.
对人
，to people
是包容
，to tolerate, to protect
与遮盖
，and accepting and covering.
对事
，to ministry.
是整齐
to be orderly, swiftly, and quickly,
有效率
to be efficient.
但那个最重要的地方
and yet the most important,
就是我们如何
that is I, we,
我们如何我们的教会就是如何
what's our circumstances and situation is, it will reflect to our church.
我们低头祷告
let us bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的主，感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你借着教会来赐福给那些属于你的人。
You give your blessing through church life to the ones who belong to you.
主啊，求你借着你的话语来造就我们。
May you edify us through your words.
让我们当中能够兴起更多的细细家王。
So that there are King Hezekiah can be raised among us.
愿意打开殿的门,
who is willing to open the doors of the temple.
重修神的殿,
to once again to repair the temple.
注重属灵的事情,
to focus on what's spiritual.
愿你垂听我们的祷告,
may you listen to our prayer.
也继续带领我们下面敬礼的时候,
and continue to lead us to the following baptism.
愿你在我们当中得荣耀。
May you receive all the glory among us.
我们这样祷告。
We pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.